Describe a journey that you went on by car. You should say when it was, where you went, who you were with, and how you felt about the journey. It was the day before a long weekend of Labor Day, and I had nothing to do, no plans, nothing at all. So I decided to give my friends a shout. Luckily, they were also free, so we decided to spend this holiday together to celebrate all the hard work we do. This is how we started the road trip, and I didn't know it was going to be an outstanding experience. Let me tell you about it. We decided to go to the Grand Canyon, a place with beautiful landscapes and stunning hikes during the sunset. As soon as we arrived, the first task we completed was to set up the tents and a small fire near us because it was pitch black. We were lucky enough to see a shooting star going above our heads. The next morning, we woke up really early to start one of the most famous hikes of the area. I would have to say that this was worth every second of it. As we packed everything back to the cars to go back to the city, we saw a giant raven trying to eat some leftovers from other camping grounds. That was just the perfect way to end the trip, in primitive nature, yet having fun at the same time. That weekend was something else. I felt it was a bonding experience to get to know my friends more, as well as a nice time to unwind from our hectic, busy lives in the city. In conclusion, it was one heck of a weekend. Part 3. Is driving skill important? Indeed. It's not just important, it's a necessity here in the U.S. Unlike Europe, cities were built for cars, not people here. Especially when you want to do a road trip for holidays or a small getaway. For example, since I bought a car, I could take advantage of a short weekend by taking a road trip for Labor Day to the Chattanooga River. What a wonderful day to be alive, thanks to cars. Do you think cars are a daily necessity? Of course I do, as they are necessary here in the U.S. They are a crucial part of daily commuting I do from home to work and vice versa. Moreover, they help me a lot to be on time to the daily meetings I have, as I tend to be late often. What will cars look like in the future? I will say cars are going to be very different in the near future. All of this due to new technologies in aerodynamics and electrical batteries. Just imagine a car without an engine and solely powered by solar energy or electricity. That will definitely change the shape, therefore, the entire appearance of the car. Even just from the 90s and 2000s to now, you can see a drastic change in cars. I can't imagine what the future holds. What are the advantages of owning a car? One of the main advantages I can think of is how independent you can be to move anywhere around your city. Sometimes you're hungry and you just want that delicious pizza you saw in the commercial. So you just drive your way through the pizza restaurant and enjoy every single slice of it without any planning. Furthermore, I can use my car to go on road trips and make as many potty breaks as I want along the way, which is impossible in public transportation. What are the disadvantages of owning a car? As there are so many advantages, there are just a few disadvantages. One of them is the maintenance you have to do every couple thousand miles. I wish I never had to stop at those repair shops and wait for hours until the car is ready, but I know that safety is the main priority, and in those places, they put them right on the spot to keep functioning as they're supposed to. So, all in all, it really isn't a huge inconvenience.